Michael Williams and Tom Fleming star in Seven Steps to Treason. It is adapted from the novel of the same name by its author, Michael Hartland. The Place, a former temple in Hanoi, the year 1971.
Do you know this man, Cable?
My God. What have you done to him?
No. I don't know.
Don't lie to me, Cable. We know it all.
You know so much. Why do you ask me?
He is Colonel Igor Golitsyn. He has been your agent in the Soviet mission here in Hanoi. You are his controller.
No.
I want him to hear you confess it, Cable. Confess it.
Very well.
What the hell?
It's a Buddhist cremation oven.
But you can't put a living man in there. Igor! I didn't betray you. Whatever they did, I didn't betray you.
Igor, that is all I need. Burn collection.
No! Oh, Christ, no!
I'm sorry you're not getting much of a welcome home, Bill.
I don't think I could live through it again, David. The starvation was the worst thing. And they were so bitter about the American bombing. When they paraded us through Hanoi, we were terrified the crowd would tear us to pieces.
I know. I'm sorry, but this is the way it's got to be.
I've been 16 years in intelligence, ever since I left the Navy. I don't know anything else.
Yes, it's unfair. And I can see the suffering in your face, even if others choose to ignore it. But, Bill, the fact remains that your operation in Hanoi was blown after your capture. A lot of people here would like your neck for that. Instead, I've moved heaven and earth to get you transferred to the regular diplomatic service.
But
I'm afraid you'll lose your promotion. You'll be taken in as a first secretary.
But, David...
But you can make a new career if you've a mind to. You're still only in your 30s.
So, I end up as ambassador to Monaco?
What can I say? It might have been Wormwood Scrubs if we thought you'd deliberately betrayed Galitzin.
The Place, a lakeside on the Austro-Hungarian frontier, the year 1985.
Es ist schön, nicht wahr?
Bitte?
Oh, I am not intruding. And what is your name, please?
How did you know I was English?
You are too slim for an Austrian. I thought you might be English or Swedish. You are on holiday?
Yes, I am. I'm Sarah, Sarah Cable.
I am Rudolf. Call me Rudy. I work in a bank in Vienna. I have come here to Neusiedlersee for the day to go bird watching. Are you staying in Vienna?
I've lived there about 2 years. Before that, we were in Stockholm. I'm very flattered you thought I might be Swedish, but I start university in England next month.
I should have liked the chance to go to university. But at least now I earn good money. I have my own apartment. Do you live with your parents?
My parents are divorced. I live with my father.
We'll talk about it some other time.
No, Daddy, can't we talk about it now?
Darling, I'm busy at the moment.
Look, I must get away for a time, Daddy. I'm going to Bergenland for a week or so on my bike.
Well, who are you going with, darling?
I'm going on my own.
Don't you think you're still a little young for that?
Oh, I haven't been too young to act as your housekeeper for the past 2 years or play hostess for all those dreary diplomats, have I? I want some time to myself, to think things out.
It's about Naomi, isn't it?
She's none of my business.
No, she isn't.
If you care to go around with some bloody woman half your age, that's your affair.
Oh, Sarah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I shouldn't have said that. You have a right to your freedom after what happened with Mum. But I've a right to mine, too. Look, just a few days in Bergenland. Is that too much for you?
Would you like to come with me to see some of the marsh birds? They are most interesting. You can share my lunch. I have some beer also.
Or, I don't know. Yes, I will. That would be great.
Ah,
Oh, Rudy. I shouldn't have gone swimming after all that beer.
Well, it doesn't matter now you're out of the water, does it?
You brought a lot with you. I think you were expecting me.
Oh, how could I expect to come across anyone as beautiful as you, Sarah? Huh?
You shouldn't be doing this.
Why not? A little beer and a little fun, eh?
Ouch! I've been bitten. Mosquito. Right on my bottom. Rudy. Can't move my arm. I've had too much to drink.
No, it isn't that.
What is it? I can't move. Oh, body. I can't move.
Oh, you stupid little bitch. Of course you can't move. And after another jab, you will also be asleep. And tomorrow morning, you will wake in Budapest.
Eisenstadt. Yeah, Sarah. Love from Odd Job. I haven't called her Odd Job since she was tiny. Yeah, she must already be in Burgenland. Cable?
Paul Skilbeck. Sorry to bother you at home, Bill.
What is it, Paul?
Can we talk in your office tomorrow? I've had a telegram come in on my other network.
More cloak and dagger stuff. Half the time, I don't know what you're up to. And you're supposed to be my number two, you know. Okay, I'll be in the office all day.
Yes, but I've got to be over in Uno City all day. We could meet up there for lunch.
Can't do, Paul. I've got Laszlo Kardosz of the Vatican for lunch in time.
Bloody overfed Jesuit.
Look. Nobody starts work at the UN before 10. I'll see you at the embassy about 9 before you leave.
If you say so. See you at 9.
Yeah. Who are you?
Shh. Keep quiet, Ambassador, and don't move. This has a silencer, and it can blow a hole through you a foot wide.
What do you want?
Stand up, very slowly. With your hands on each shoulder.
How the hell did you get in?
Didn't you notice the absence of guards when you drove in tonight?
What the devil do you want?
You will come with me. We won't be driving very far out of Vienna, so it won't take long. Now, walk. Stop. Let me take your blindfold off you.
Good evening, Ambassador.
Who the hell are you?
That is unimportant. You have not been kidnapped. You will be free to leave quite soon. But first, I have a message for you. Remember Goritzin, Hanoi, 1971?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That is the message from my government. It continues, the time has now come when we shall require your cooperation. That is, if we are not to betray you.
I still don't think you said who you are.
I'm not here for a discussion, Ambassador. Ambassador. Sounds grand enough. But in your terms, I believe you are only a grade 3 ambassador. Am I right? To the United Nations organizations in Vienna? And why should you be only a grade 3 ambassador after so many years, Mr. Cable?
Go to hell.
Do you prefer to forget? Let me remind you, 13 years ago, when you were in the intelligence service of your country and stationed in Vietnam, you betrayed your trust, didn't you? You betrayed Goritzin. And we still have evidence that could destroy your career, disgrace you, and send you to prison for many years.
13 years ago, I betrayed nothing, and your people bloody well know it. Now release my hands and take me back to my house.
Evidence is convincing. Certainly convincing enough for all those back in London who would have liked to see you crucified. Terrible, isn't it? A clever, successful man always has enemies among the envious, especially when such a man was not born to rule. not born, as you say, with a silver spoon in the mouth.
What do you want?
I cannot tell you yet, but in a few days we will contact you again.
What do you want?
If you cooperate with us, we will leave you alone for the rest of your life. If you don't, we shall ruin you.
And if I do cooperate, how do I know he won't go on blackmailing me for the rest of my life?
I am authorized to say that will not happen. We have saved you up all these years for something really important. When it is over, finish. You have the word of my superior as an officer. Do you think we are animals?
I saw what you did to Galitzin. It still haunts me. Yes, I'd say that's exactly what you are.
No! Get out. You will hear from us. And don't try running to your security people in the meantime. Now, go and screw your Israeli girlfriend. There's something else we have on you. Do they know about her in London? Remember, we can ruin you with a single phone call.
Remind me of the background on your target, General Kirov. I see you have the information.
William Cable, 49, of petty bourgeois origins in Portsmouth. Grammar school, languages at London University, service in the Royal Navy, where he was seconded to British intelligence as a codebreaker. His brilliance in this field drew him to the attention of the head of his department, David Nairn. Now, Sir David, and deputy head of their intelligence service. When he left the Navy, Cable was recruited to GCHQ at Cheltenham and later posted to Sydney, Australia, where he met his wife.
Yes.
After their return to England, their daughter, Sarah, was born. A younger child died and they divorced in bitter circumstances. Mm-hmm. In 1970, he was seconded to the CIA and sent to Saigon to run agents in the north. Since Britain was not fighting in the war, he was given the notional rank of Lieutenant Colonel in the Australian Army.
Our contact with him was made in Vietnam?
Yes. It happened on a trip he made to one of his contacts, Igor Galitzin, of our military mission in Hanoi. Galitzin knew he was under suspicion and requested an urgent meeting on neutral ground in Tokyo. It was while Cable was flying back to Saigon from Tokyo that his plane was shot down over North Vietnamese territory.
How did that happen, General Kirov?
Oh, the report doesn't say. Cable was captured and held in Hanoi. We gave him a rough time for over a year. He signed a confession admitting that Galitzin was under his control. We let the North Vietnamese deal with Galitzin. They burnt him alive in a Buddhist cremation oven.
Very inventive.
They're cruel people. Cable was also to be executed, but it was decided to return him to the West for possible future use. He never revealed his betrayal in Hanoi all those years ago, so he is totally within our power.
Comrade General, you are putting a great deal of weight on this.
I know we can succeed.
You had better. Now that Comrade Andropov is no longer with us, we have not so many reliable friends in high places. You understand?
All the more reason why a coup of this magnitude could be decisive.
If you bring it off. You have already activated the preliminary stages.
Yes.
On your own authority?
Yes.
I suppose there is no going back then. Even if it does all hang on this turncoat.
William Cable is no turncoat, comrade. He is a very brave man. He had no choice at the time but to sign the statement against Galitzin. It was that or death. He was well aware we knew Galitzin was a spy anyway. Mm. But having fallen into the trap, Cable is set up for us.
Mm-hmm. Very well. We'll proceed with the next stage in the operation.
Thank you, Minister.
But you will make a full report to the State Security Committee in 10 days' time, comrade.
It will be ready.
Bob Hall, so what can I do for you? I'm afraid you're going to have to do without my services for about a month, Bill.
Is that an order?
There's a big covert operation coming on. I'm to run it from here. London's instructed me to tell you. Guess they thought you should know.
No, but I don't know, do I? What sort of operation?
I don't have the authority to say.
Aggressive or defensive?
I suppose the other side would see it as aggressive. I prefer to call it defensive.
Mm. Does Baron know? As Her Majesty's ambassador to Austria, he's already been let in on this, I presume.
I'm sorry, Bill. You're putting me in an awkward position.
With you masquerading as my deputy here in Vienna, it was bound to become awkward, wasn't it? So, Baron's been told all about it. But you're saying that my mission here at the UN, not Baron's to Austria, is to be used as control center for some kind of subversive operation against the East, and I'm not to know what it is?
More or less.
Now, you damn well listen. As head of this apology for an embassy, I must be in on whatever lunacy you're up to. Then I can calculate the risk to wider British interests and prepare to limit the damage if you fail.
I'll report back to London, if you insist.
I don't insist, Paul. That's an order.
Right. Is that all?
Go on, you know what to do. Hello, could I speak to Fräulein Rackman, please?
I see.
When will she be back? Not all day. Thank you. No. No message. Oh, Naomi. I've got to talk to you. I've got to talk to someone. Naomi, I saved you once.
Run. Assumes that at an Israeli embassy reception, the entire buffet is kosher. voilà, c'est mort. More prawns.
So, Monsignor Kardosh, what brings the Vatican envoy here?
Oh, we are so ecumenical these days, Bill. We are prepared to be as kosher as you like. Jews, Muslims. Rome will tolerate anything now, except votre Jim.
Come clean, Laszlo. You're here after some gossip as usual, aren't you?
Who isn't? And anyway, that is why the Vatican keeps me at the UN, Bill, to find out what's going on in this wicked world.
So what is it? What's the dirt?
Better than dirt. There are rumors that the Austrian chancellor is playing host to secret talks between the Israelis and the PLO again. Mm-hmm. That's why the Israeli foreign minister, Moshe Kagan, is here at this reception.
Ah.
As one of the few moderates in power in Jerusalem, he's their only hope.
I say, Bill, you spy who I spy?
Hmm? Over there.
Come, Paul, what are you talking about?
Aharon Yadin.
Who's he?
Only the head of Mossad, boss of the Israeli intelligence service. Codenamed Melchior.
Good Lord. What's he doing in Vienna?
That's just what I was wondering.
Lesley! Are you all right? What about you? Anything broken?
Oh, I don't know.
Let me get you down those stairs. What's left to do? Come on up.
You saved my life. I'd never have got down without you.
Oh, you'd have got out. The sooner the better. Look at the embassy now.
It'll be a total ruin.
You must be freezing. Here, have my jacket.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Go on, we'll never get our coats out of that mess.
Thank you.
I'll take you home. If I can find my car.
Minister Kagan in dem Bombenanschlag gestorben ist.
So, Moshe Kagan is dead. I think you ought to sit down, Miss Franklin.
Oh, please, Naomi.
You must be suffering from shock.
No, I don't think so. I come from Israel. I've been almost blown up before. Kagan. He may have been the only hope for peace.
That's why someone took the trouble to plant a bomb at the reception. Who was it? PLO?
Oh, one faction or another. Oh, it can't go on like this. We just have to find a way of giving the Palestinians a home of their own in the Middle East. I can say that because Israel is my home, too. I was born there, though my parents come from Hungary. Why do you look at me like that?
Oh, sorry. Bad manners. Rude to stare. Well, I suppose I best be getting along.
Thank you for taking care of me. If I asked you and your wife to dinner one evening, would you come? It won't be very grand after what you're used to.
I don't have a wife. I'm divorced. But I'd love to come alone, if you'd ask me.
Well, how about next Sunday, then? 8 o'clock? Good night, Ambassador. Oh, it's so beautiful up here on the Leopoldsberg, Bill.
Look at the barges down there on the Danube. The big wheel turning on the Prater. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing, darling. It's just so nice to be alone with you. You know, sometimes you look so embarrassed when you're out with me. Yes, or afraid someone will see us as if you were ashamed. It's not as if we're doing anything to be ashamed of.
I'm not ashamed, Naomi. Perhaps I'm just being too careful.
Because you are Her Majesty's ambassador and I'm a foreign girl 20 years younger, is that
no,
it? You know, I've never asked for anything. I've never presumed. Or is it something about me you don't like?
No, my love. I like everything about you. I've never been so happy.
Nor have I, Bill. Oh, you're so strong and gentle. I love you. And I want you. Here and now. Oh, Bill. Bill, my love.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby, my darling.
First, give me your name, please.
Sarah.
Speak up.
Sarah Cable.
Your address?
Himmelstrasse 49, Grinzing, 19th District of Vienna.
And your father is Sir William Cable, British Ambassador to the United Nations in Vienna?
Mr. William Cable, yes, he is.
Thank you. Now perhaps you would sign that paper, then we shall have some coffee.
What do you ask me to sign?
Your confession is in English. You may read it. It is a statement about your illegal entry into Hungary, an apology for the heroin you were carrying, and for your attempt to sell it to students in Budapest.
You bastards! Illegal entry, I was kidnapped, and heroin's a filthy thing to suggest.
You sign.
I'm not signing anything, and you can't make me.
There is nothing to be gained by showing how brave you are. I advise you to save yourself unpleasantness. You are only 19 and have no experience of life. These two women are much stronger than you and not so young and pretty. They would enjoy exercising a little violence on a girl with a body like yours.
I'll go to hell. Let me go, you bitches!
Take her back until she learns some sense.
Eat up, Bill. Something is troubling you.
Perhaps the entrecote bordelaise is a little rich for me at lunchtime, Leslie.
You English. Always the Puritans. Of course, I would sooner be a parish priest than a diplomat.
Oh, you sure, Leslie? There can't be many parish priests enjoying lunch at the Salut.
In a parish, I wouldn't need the Salut so much. There would be other conversations. But of course, I am not spending Peter's pence on you for nothing.
Oh, no, you never do. So, what do your mysterious masters in the Vatican want from me this time, Monsignor Cardosh?
As you know, Bill, the Holy Father is from Poland.
Yes, I had noticed that.
So, we are all very concerned at what is happening in the Eastern Europe. But what is happening, Bill? For nearly 40 years, the Red Army and communist dictatorships have held down the people of six whole countries, from Poland and East Germany in the north to Romania and Bulgaria in the south. When the people rebelled, they were brutally crushed, as we saw in Hungary and Czechoslovakia.
Sadly, yes.
Yet now, there are stirrings that are not being crushed. Solidarity is pointing two fingers at Jaruzelski in Poland and getting away with
it. He's imposed martial law and locked up a lot of their leaders.
But he hasn't shot them, Bill. There are no Red Army tanks on the streets of Warsaw. Amazing. Has the great party of Lenin and Stalin lost its nerve?
It's very early days. Jaruzelski could easily use his army to smash Solidarity.
Yeah. I should like to know what your intelligence service expects to happen, Bill. I'm sure your old boss, Samuel, is applying his computer mind to it.
I'll see what I can do. But I'm not sure you're going to get much joy. What coincidence that you should raise it just now.
Why, Bill?
Oh, nothing.
I did what you asked, Bill. London agrees you should be indoctrinated for my operation.
I see.
That's what you wanted, isn't it? You'll be joining a select little band in the know. Apart from the field agents, there's only Ambassador Barron, myself, CIA representative, and one other. Can you be free all day tomorrow?
All day? Yes, I suppose I could be.
There's a planning meeting. We're holding it in Salzburg instead of Vienna because it's safer there, more tucked away. That's why you'll need the whole day.
When does it start?
2 o'clock. I'll give you the safe house address. And don't bring your own car because of the diplomatic plates. Hire one. Or go by train.
I should have told him. I should have reported what happened last night. I should have reported it in the first place. Why the hell didn't I? The first step, the second step, and now, going to this meeting, I'm taking the third.
Remember Doritzin, Hanoi, 1971. If you cooperate with us, we will leave you alone for the rest of your life. If you don't, we shall ruin you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Welcome to Salzburg. First, may I introduce my ambassador, Mr. Cable, who is joining our group from today. Now, before we get down to details, I must stress that the governments of the United States and Great Britain are not the promoters of this venture, but we stand ready to help in any way we can. It's for Mr. Tadeusz Ryszynski to tell us about the operation he will be undertaking. Mr. Ryszynski.
Thank you for meeting with me, my friends. You are probably all familiar with my background. I was one of the first elected leaders of Solidarity. When repression from the party came, I was dismissed from my post as a professor of political economy and had to find work as a fitter in a tractor factory in Krakow. And it is likely that my labors as a fitter were more productive by far than anything I achieved as a Marxist economist. Still, I continued to be harassed. I was arrested twice, but never imprisoned. I went underground and left Poland illegally 2 years ago. Thank God I was able to bring out my family. Now the time has come to return.
Excuse me, you mean you're returning to the underground as an agent?
Oh, no, Mr. Ambassador. I am going back as a Pole, and I am not going alone. We're going back to fight.
To fight?
Exactly. And unlike Hungary and Czechoslovakia, Poland is going to win.
Paul, is this whole thing serious?
Rosinski being dropped into Poland with less than 30 men to start some kind of violence to reinforce solidarity.
Of course it's serious. Look, Bill, you wanted to know what's going on. Well, now you do. For God's sake, don't start questioning the whole setup. Other people have worked for more than a year to get it right.
All I'm trying to do is to decide whether it's as lunatic as it sounds.
You must understand that Rosinski and his crew would be doing this even without our support. Look at Poland today. The country's at boiling point. Martial law doesn't work. The people want to hit back. Rosinski would like to trigger off a full-scale rising. Like Hungary in 56.
Are you old enough to remember Hungary? They were crushed within a week.
I don't give a bugger whether Rosinski succeeds or fails. I just get him in efficiently, and he makes a bit of mayhem. That's all there is to it, okay?
When does Rosinski's private army go in? And how?
You don't need to know that yet, Bill.
I think I do. Perhaps you'd get clearance to tell me, will you? The fourth step. I'm already in too deep. God, how much further?
Miss Cable, are you telling me you want to go back to freeze in that steel-lined cell? This time you will be naked.
No, please, not again. But I'm not signing anything to say I'm a drug pusher. It's not true. I insist on seeing the consul from the British Embassy.
You will see no one until you sign that paper.
Look, my father is an ambassador. I'm not signing anything you can use to put pressure on him.
You're breaking the end. Why not avoid all this?
Hold her there. Now will you do it?
You know, I often wonder why they call the Danube blue.
Mm.
How's Sarah getting on?
Fine. I had a postcard from her this morning. She's on the Neusiedlersee. Or at least she was there 3 days ago.
I expect she's having a good time.
Not too good a time, I hope.
Ah, there speaks the paternal voice. Look, Bill, I've got clearance to tell you a bit more. And I thought out here was as safe as anywhere.
That's about time I knew what this operation is all about, Paul. To be honest, it seems like comic opera stuff to me.
Rosinski's got a lot of money behind him. Funds collected from the Polish community in America. And arms.
So, Rosinski unleashes his rising...
It's not a rising, Bill, if you remember. It's unrest and subversion against the party and the Russians to back up Solidarity's success. Rosinski knows he can't overthrow Jaruzelski. But if he creates enough confusion, he might force him to hold elections that would put Solidarity in power.
That's ridiculous, Paul. No Communist Party is going to commit suicide voluntarily. And what do we do to help if the Red Army turns its tanks on them?
How should I know? I'm just a cog in the machine.
You know we won't lift a finger, don't you? Rosinski and his mob are goners, whether they succeed or fail.
Could be.
And how does Laszlo Kardosz fit in? I heard his name crop up at your meeting.
Poland is overwhelmingly Catholic, and the church is unofficially on the side of Solidarity. Many priests are providing safe houses for the insurgents, and Kardosz is coordinating it. But he's not included in the planning.
Does the Vatican know what he's up to?
I don't think so. Sometimes, I'm not too sure. Anyhow, whether he's doing this freelance or not, Kardosz is fiercely anti-communist. Goes back to when he was tortured by them inside Hungary years ago.
So when does it all happen?
Can't tell you that.
Is that because you can't or because you won't?
Look, I've already told you more than you need to know. Let's leave it, shall we?
Paul, you know we can't do that. Sooner or later, I must know everything.
The fifth step.
Something's getting you down, isn't it?
Yeah. I wonder if I ought to ring the office.
You seem to have forgotten it's Saturday, Bill. The embassy's closed.
Damn.
Oh, we've had a whole precious day to ourselves. Don't spoil it.
And it was a lovely day, just what I needed. A weekend like this.
Ah, well, it can't be the whole weekend, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. No, that call I had a little while ago, I have to do some work for dear Dr. Zollinger at the art gallery tomorrow. Mm. I'm sorry, but something's come up. But it's still today, though. Mm. Hold me, Bill. Oh, I need you so much tonight, darling.
Naomi? Who's this? Didn't wake you. You look so contented. We'll ring when I get back. Love, Anne. Terrific. Sure. What am I supposed to do all day? Oh, good hell. I don't live here anyway. Could be her, I suppose. Yeah, but...
Good morning, Ambassador.
But this isn't... Are you sure you were given the right number?
Oh, I know I have the right number, Ambassador. My name is Gordon. I think you were expecting a call from me?
Was I?
Galitzin, Hanoi, 1971.
Oh.
Do you know what the Strombad is? The electricity workers' bathing place by the Danube in Klitzendorf.
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Be there at 6 tomorrow morning.
The sixth step. The summons. But I have to go. There's no way out. I have to go through with this. Grüß Gott, Herr Doktor. Is Fräulein Reitman here? If so, may I speak to her?
Herr Gable, Act 9, mein Herr. Today is Sunday and the gallery is closed. Fräulein Reitman is not here. She will be back at work on Tuesday morning.
But I thought she was working with you today.
She has a few days off for a little holiday. I don't know where she is. So lucky, isn't she? I myself must work here on such a beautiful day.
Thank you, Herr Doktor. Amy? What the hell's going on?
Good morning, Ambassador. We meet again, but now you may know me as Gordon. Please sit down. This country has such a lousy climate. Some schnapps to warm you up.
No, I won't. Would you mind telling me what you want? I haven't got much time.
May I call you Bill? I hope we're going to be friends.
For God's sake, just get on with it.
Oh, please, don't be angry. It was your own people who sent you to Vietnam back in 1970. And it was your own people who accused you of treachery when you returned. Most ungrateful of them. I didn't know such things could happen in England's green and pleasant land. You cannot blame us for these things, my friend. We know there is an operation codenamed Piranha aimed at a socialist country, a member of the Warsaw Pact. Please tell me what you know about it.
I have heard of it. But I have no personal knowledge of that operation. I can't help you.
Bill, I am not a complete bloody idiot. You're an ambassador, and this operation is based in your embassy.
So what? If you know so much, you'll know it's perfectly possible for intelligence officers working as diplomats in an embassy to operate without their ambassador knowing.
But I am sure that what a man in your position doesn't know today, he can easily find out tomorrow, or even sooner. I shall be very generous and give you 48 hours to discover everything there is to know about Operation Piranha. I shall also give you a little camera and some film so that you can photograph any useful documents.
Go to hell.
By the way, would it interest you to have a photocopy of your confession from Hanoi, 1971? I have one here.
Perhaps you recall a saying from English history by the Duke of Wellington. Publish and be damned.
You're a family man, are you not?
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
I had hoped to spare you this. Do you recognize this face in this snapshot?
Sarah.
Your daughter was arrested a few days ago in Budapest.
I don't believe it.
She had entered Hungary illegally. carrying a large consignment of heroin to sell.
That's ridiculous.
It is, of course, against the law, and she will be tried in the usual way.
It was at Sarah's on holiday in Burgenland in Austria. She would never cross the border illegally, and she wouldn't know an ounce of heroin if she saw one. What kind of frame-up is this?
Your daughter is in our hands, Ambassador. We shall notify her arrest to your embassy on Wednesday, after you have produced what we want. When we have verified your information, we shall be ready to release her quietly, and that will be the end of the matter. If you are not cooperative, she will not be released.
What will you do to her, you bastard?
The penalty for drug running in Hungary is death. Of course, as the pretty daughter of a distinguished foreigner, she may be reprieved or not have to stand trial at all. In that event, if you do not cooperate, she will be found hanging in her cell, her suicide, a confession of guilt.
Personnel for head of security department from Cable, Vienna. That should do it. Jill, get me the chief cyber clerk, will you?
What can I do for you, sir?
I've ciphered this telegram personally, Jeff. It's on a delicate security matter. Could you send it off yourself?
Of course, sir.
I don't want to start unnecessary rumours.
Well, no one else will see it, and I'll bring back the copies to you myself.
But what about the other end?
I'll have a mate in main registry in London, sir. If you agree, I'll ask him to pick it up and take it straight to the addressee.
That's fine, do that.
I'll ring him now and it'll be there within the hour.
Oh, there's one other thing, Jeff. I want it repeated to Sir David Nairn personally. He's the deputy director.
Oh, yes, I know Sir David, sir. Well, that's no problem. I'll repeat it to him at Century House and make sure they have the code reference. Anything else?
No, thank you, Jeff. And I know I can rely on your discretion.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, Bill. How lovely to see you. I only got back about half an hour ago. I was going to phone.
Where the devil have you been?
What do you mean? I can go away for a day if I want. You don't own me.
Of course not, but you told me you were going to work at the gallery on Sunday.
Well, I didn't mean to say that. I meant that I had a job to do for old Dr. Zollinger, but it wasn't at the gallery. It was valuing a house full of stuff near Linz.
Why did you have to do it on Sunday?
It was furniture and pictures belonging to someone who died, and their lawyer wanted a valuation in a hurry before selling up. Zollinger couldn't spare me in the week, so I went up and did it on Sunday.
It didn't take you 24 hours to get back from Linz. It's only 100 miles.
What is this, the bloody Inquisition? It's no business of yours whether I took 3 hours or 3 days to come back. If you want to know, I stayed the night in a pension because I've been working late. Oh, Bill, I'm sorry I hit you, but don't you trust me even that much?
Yes. Yes, of course, I trust you, Naomi. It's just that I needed you so much. Sarah's been kidnapped.
What? Are you serious? Oh, Bill, my poor darling. What on earth happened?
Oh, someone, KGB, I suppose. Took her away when she was touring Burgenland. Now she's locked up in Budapest on a charge of drug running while they get me to spy for them.
Oh, God, blackmail. And I went away just when you needed me.
I've been at my wit's end. I feel so helpless.
What's your government doing about it?
I haven't told them. After all, what could they do?
You're an ambassador, for God's sake. They must do something.
Oh, it's too dangerous.
I don't understand. What are you going to do?
What do you think I should do, Naomi?
Well, I don't know. Play along with the Russians, I suppose. For years you've been doing your bit for your country, Bill, and they've treated you shabbily. Now Sarah comes first.
It's treason, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose it is.
Do you think I could get away with it?
I don't know. I can't think of anything else to do if Sarah's life is at stake. Let me get you some coffee, Bill.
That would be very nice. Thank you. Darling.
Ugh.
Oh, when are we going to be relieved, for Christ's sake? We should have knocked off at midnight.
Makarov's not going to stir for the rest of the night, not now.
Hey, Ambassador Cable. He's coming back. He only just left his girlfriend's a few minutes ago.
Probably wants to retrieve his briefcase. Didn't you see him leave before without it? He definitely brought one with him.
You're dead keen, aren't you? We aren't even supposed to be watching him.
Might be important. After all, Thunder Thighs Naomi was spotted coming back on a train from Budapest at 7 o'clock. If our man at the UN sleeping with a commie bint, somebody ought to know about it. Well, he's going in.
He's going to be out of luck unless he's got a key.
Might have one. Wonder if Alan's kept up with her. She left in a mighty hurry just now.
Alan won't lose her.
She looks like a professional to me.
Professional what?
Ah, kind of professional. The more dangerous kind.
Are you dangerous?
Oh, I've got hidden depths.
Sounds exciting. Here he comes. No briefcase, so no key. Looks thoroughly pissed off. Probably wondering where she's gone, eh?
Log it in.
Might as well.
Cable left Miss Reichman's apartment for second time at...
0025 hours.
0025 hours.
Security. Fisher speaking.
It's Cable here, from the permanent mission to the UN in Vienna. I sent an urgent report yesterday to London, and I thought there might be a reply this morning. Do you know the matter I'm talking about?
Yes, I know the case.
Well, what the devil's happening to it?
I can't discuss it on an open line, Cable. But I think someone's coming out in a day or two. They'll notify you.
But damn it, it can't wait 2 days.
You aren't the only case on just now, you know.
Case? You realize this isn't any old case. It's a matter of life and death.
Just get on with the job in hand, old boy, and wait to be contacted. You've done your bit.
Hello, Sir David Nairn's office?
Is he there, please? It's Bill Cable in Vienna.
Oh, Mr. Cable. No, I'm afraid Sir David's away.
When will he be back?
In 3 days' time. May I ask him to ring you then?
Where is he?
Well, you know, I shouldn't really be telling you that. Actually, he's somewhere between Hong Kong and Singapore. But I saw that you sent him a copy of a ciphered report, and I've repeated that to him in Singapore.
Thank God for that much. Perhaps you'd ask him to contact me here in Vienna as soon as possible.
Hello again, Mr. Cable. You will not stay here too long or you'll freeze to death. What can you tell me?
Piranha is an operation to infiltrate an armed group into one of your satellite states. The group is to start pockets of violence all over the country, I hear. I don't know anymore.
Is it Poland?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Good, Bill. I really think you're trying to help us, which for your daughter's sake is just as well. Now, there are some vital facts missing. Date, time, exact place, how many involved. How will they be transported? How will they be armed? Will they be carrying in bulk supplies of arms and explosives?
I don't know any of that. I don't have a detailed plan, only a broad outline.
But you can find out.
I want Sarah back.
Can you do it in 24 hours?
I'll try. Could we meet late tomorrow afternoon?
Yes. On the Kallenberg. I'll be in the woods near the Sumi Bar. It's closed this time of year, so there'll be no one about. At 6:12.
Bill, have you seen the courier? British ambassador's daughter held in Budapest on drugs charge.
Let me see that.
I thought you'd be more surprised. Ambassador Baron has been notified by the Hungarian embassy. They told him she'd been smuggling heroin. He wants to see you as soon as possible.
You're going to get stuffed. Paul, this is complete balls. She's been kidnapped.
What? How do you know?
2 nights ago, someone from the Soviets tried to blackmail me for her safe return if I worked for them. I refused.
Did you tell Baron about this?
For God's sake, it's a kidnapping. I thought the fewer people who knew about it, the better.
Well, you might have told me. This could jeopardize Piranha completely.
It only happened 2 days ago, and nothing is going to jeopardize Piranha. I've sent an urgent report to London and asked for instructions.
Well, how long's that?
Something should arrive by tomorrow at the latest. And no doubt the question of Piranha will be covered. All we can do now is to keep calm and wait.
Hello, Bill. Recognize me?
Stuart. What are you doing in Vienna? Do you know what time it is?
I make it 6:30 by my watch. Can we come in?
No,
thank you.
Who are these two gorillas?
Oh, charming.
Not much of a diplomat, is he?
We've come to take you to a safe house in Salzburg. Get some clothes on.
Are you arresting me?
No, you're not under arrest.
Ah, so this is just a straightforward abduction.
Call it what you like. We're representing Foreign Office Security, but get a move on.
Now, who do you think you are, Stuart? I know you've always had it in for me. So now, after 13 years, you see the opportunity, eh? Well, you can bugger off back to London where you came from.
If you want it the hard way, our two colleagues here will frog march you out to the car the way you are. That's right, Bill. You've behaved very well so far.
This way, Cable.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'll take him, Mr. Stewart. You'll be called in later, sir.
Called in later? What are you talking about? Don't you know who I am?
There's been a change of plan, Mr. Stewart.
You can't treat me like this.
No. You just wait in the drawing room. Mr. Cable, would you come through to the dining room with me?
It would be a pleasure.
Welcome to Salzburg.
David.
Total shambles, all this.
Why have I been brought all the way here?
I thought I was under arrest.
You damn nearly were, if I hadn't shown up like the U.S. cavalry. It's been a long time, Bill. Must be all of 12 years, but I haven't come to chat over old times. You're in a bloody awful mess.
You could say that again. What's going on?
I thought you might be able to tell me.
How much do you know already?
A fair bit, because ultimately I'm responsible for Skilbeck's Operation Piranha in London. I learned that you requested to be in on it, and then I got your flash telegram. It seemed bad enough for me to break my return trip from Singapore and come here. I always liked Salzburg. There's a nice little pension run by a couple called Struber, which is well within the subsistence allowance. Bill, I don't want Piranha to become a complete disaster, and I'm concerned for you and Sarah.
Is she still alive?
We think they've moved her to Moscow. I'm trying to confirm that. I was also warned of Stuart's intervention when I was in Singapore. He was tipped off by someone in FCO security department as soon as your reports arrived and volunteered to come out here and bury you. He's waited a long time for the opportunity.
He's psychopathic.
Every department needs its psychopaths. I'm sorry about him, Bill, but I don't think he'll try anything else now I've intervened.
It's Sarah I'm terrified about. They're threatening to kill her if I don't cooperate.
I know, Bill, and for that reason I have to ask you how much you've told this fellow Gordon. You confirmed that it was Poland.
Yes, but I think they already knew.
Probably they did. And you're meeting Gordon before 6 today.
How do you know that?
An intercept. I think Gordon is a GRU major called Yuri Avramov. And if he is, he's not easy to fool. I have here the details of Piranha for you to give him this evening.
You want me to hand these over?
No, no, no. Take photos of them with the camera he gave you. They must have given you a camera. They always do.
Yes, he has. Is all this true? A landing by a helicopter on Moorland near Poznan... 6 days' time, 20 men.
It doesn't matter whether it's true or not. Your job is to believe it's true and believe it so well that you'll convince him, too.
But for God's sake, they've got Sarah. If I lie to them, they'll know within days and they'll kill her.
If Gordon believes you, we might just manage to get Sarah out before the date in those documents I've given you.
And if you don't?
I promise you we'll do the very best we possibly can. Now, there's one other thing I'd like to clear up with you, Bill. I hear the Soviets may have a signed statement fingering Golitsyn, supposedly made by you in Hanoi in 1971. Am I right in thinking this is not true?
No. No, it's true. It's not true I betrayed Golitsyn. I gave nothing away despite everything they did to me.
Go on.
They made me watch Golitsyn burn. It was horrible. He suffered indescribably, and it seemed to take forever. They told me it would be my turn next, unless... I was exhausted and confused. I'd been ill with dysentery for days. I'd been beaten. My brain wasn't working properly by then. My signing was just a reflex action.
Ah, Bill, what a bloody fool you are. Why on earth did you keep quiet about it when you came back?
Well, I was thrown by the inquiry afterwards. All the question fired at me, all the instant suspicion, goons like Stewart. I was too proud to let on to a shit like him that I'd sign anything to... Ashamed to admit I've been tortured.
It doesn't make you a traitor in my eyes, Bill. But it doesn't make things any easier now. I accept everything you've told me. But others won't if it ever gets out. You understand that, don't you?
They land at 2 a.m. near a village outside Poznan. I can't pronounce the name.
That's good work, Bill. What else?
There's a list on the film of the arms dumps already established.
Were the documents difficult to get?
Yeah. Photographing them was very dangerous. Now, what about your side of the bargain? What about Sarah?
All in good time. I give you my word, she will be released unharmed. No. Of course, it may not be until after the landing at Poznan, you understand?
I want her back now. I've done what you wanted. Turned traitor, betrayed my own people. Sarah is innocent, and she's only 19, for God's sake. She's been held for 10 days or more already, and I want her back now.
I'll see what can be done. Meanwhile, I will contact you again if I need further clarification.
As you can see from the screen, Sir David, the plane has made a low, fast zigzag across Czechoslovakia. No sign of detection anywhere.
How far away are the poles from the drop, Wing Commander?
About 10 minutes, right here south of Krakow.
Just a matter of interest. How far is that from Poznan?
Poznan? Oh, a couple of 100 miles.
A week early. Poor Mill. Poor Sarah.
What was that, Sir David?
Nothing.
I believe you have an executive jet flying you back to Vienna at 5 a.m. Can we take you to Northolt, sir?
No, it's all right, thank you. I have my own car.
Welcome back to Vienna, Sir David.
Thank you, Paul. You look tired.
You must be worn out, too, with all this shuttling back and forth. That's the best jet.
Thank you. Sit down, man. I dare say Bill Cable's going through a worse time than either of us.
Yes. About Bill Cable. I really have to tell somebody.
Tell somebody what?
That he has a very close relationship with an Israeli girl called Naomi Reichman.
His mistress?
I suppose so.
Then say so, man. Go on.
Well, we've been following her for some time. She's been seen coming back from Budapest on a number of occasions and going to strange places in the seedier parts of Vienna at all times of the night. I have a lot of respect for Bill Cable, but the fact that the Russians are blackmailing him at the same time as this girl is around acting suspiciously, well, it's too much of a coincidence.
She's a Soviet agent.
I think she has to be. Don't you?
God, this place gets me down. Filthy no man's land between East and West, peopled by crooks and spies. Yes, you could be right about Naomi Reichman. Continue to keep an eye on her and let me know what happens.
Well, David?
The Poles were parachuted in last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's all gone wrong, Bill. Total disaster. We've just learned that they were surrounded as soon as they landed.
Oh, Christ.
The army knew they were coming.
Despite all that stuff I was feeding them. So there has to be another informer somewhere. What happened?
They were surrounded by searchlights, machine guns, armored cars, the lot. They fought. And all of them were killed except one. He managed to get away to a safe house run by a priest. The priest got a radio message back to the west. Looks very much as if the opposition had always known about Operation Barana.
But if they knew, why did they kidnap Sarah? Why blackmail me? It doesn't make sense.
I'm sorry, Bill. I'm very sorry.
Sorry? Bill. You're sorry? Do you know what the hell we've done? We've killed her.
Bill. Don't give up hope. Not yet. But now I'm afraid I've got to warn you about something else.
Hello, Bill.
Sit down.
But I've been frantic trying to reach you for days.
Shut up. Huh? We'll have coffee. Herr Obert, zwei Kaffee, bitte.
Why are you talking to me like that, Wayne? I thought we were lovers. We've been virtually living together for 6 months. You're in terrible trouble. I want to help. And then I find you're avoiding me. Your secretary, she's lying to me. I'm so bloody sick of being told you're in conference. And then suddenly I get an urgent call to meet you here.
Do you still have a key to my house?
Yes.
Then I want it back, now.
I don't understand. Bill, I love you.
Oh, for Christ's sake, stop play-acting. I was in love and I thought you were too. I didn't think you were doing it because someone on the Moscow Ring Road had told you to. So tell your bosses I'd rumble you. Just get out of my life.
So, that's it. Hmm? I was just a bit of ass to screw. To be kicked out as soon as some bloody security man gives you a nod and a wink. You bastard! You're wrong, Bill. I'm the only real friend you've got, but you're too stupid to see it. Is your bloody key. And I hope he cares for you as much as I did.
So, the Polish authorities have protested at last.
Yes.
I don't wonder. The shooting in the first wave of the partisan group has led to mass demonstrations all over Poland. At least they don't seem to have found the one man who got away. What was his name?
Józef Gurek. I've had a radio message saying he's safe. I'm waiting to be smuggled back to Vienna by the Solidarity Underground in a few days' time.
What about Brzezinski and the others who were scheduled to go in our second wave? Not much chance of that.
They've been kept hidden in the abbey at Klosterneuburg. Shall I see if Kardosz can pull some strings with the church to allow them to be kept there indefinitely?
Yes, do that, Paul. What about Keeble?
Brooding on his own at home, poor bugger. Any chance of getting Sarah out alive?
Not much. But that's my problem. Do you still have the Reichmann girl under surveillance?
Yes. She's at her apartment now. Perhaps she'll lead us to someone tomorrow.
Not if she's Moscow trained. She'll vanish into thin air. Did you speak to Simon Wiesenthal for me?
Yes. He gave me the names of 3 Jews who were active in the Budapest resistance at the end of the war. They're all living in Vienna now. Why did you want them?
Naomi Reichman once told Keeble that her father was active in the Jewish resistance in Hungary during the war. I want to track down this father. If he's alive, you may be able to tell us something useful about her and about something else.
Oh, I can't sit about like this. I'll go crazy. I'd sooner go down fighting. I can't get Sarah out by worrying. David, you must have some kind of plan. Remember, I was an intelligence officer once. For God's sake, give me something to do.
First of all, Bill, I have to report that Naomi has simply vanished. Do you know what that may mean?
She's a Soviet agent. And her connection with me came about because she's mixed up in this. Another drink.
Thanks.
She fooled me.
You're certain of that?
Oh, yes, David. Quite certain.
Good. Then there is something you can do.
Huh?
I want you to track down her father.
Her father?
That's right.
Oh, Reichmann is a pretty common name.
But we know something about this Reichmann, don't we? He was in the Hungarian resistance during the war. Through Wiesenthal's outfit, I've located 3 other Jews who were in Hungary at the same time and who are all very near to hand. They may lead you to him.
Hmm?
Meanwhile, I'll make a great show of returning to London. That should indicate to Moscow that the rest of Operation Piranha is off. And if they believe that, then there's a chance. Just a very slim one. That we can save Sarah.
Oh, God, no.
Ah, Miss Cable.
It has been decided that you will be returned to Hungary from Moscow in a day or two. There you will be held in prison, awaiting trial on charges of entering the country illegally and smuggling heroin. Both charges carry the death penalty. Now, please sign this.
What now?
It is simply an acknowledgement that you have been well treated here and have been informed of your return to Hungarian jurisdiction.
Yes. I'll sign it.
Mr. Cable, you will forgive me for not being more hospitable when you arrived here in Jaffa yesterday. Oh. You realize we had to check you out thoroughly before I could speak to you.
I understand, General Ragman. General, I have been instructed by Sir David Nairn to ask if you know the whereabouts of a man called István Gyor.
Yes. I thought your people would be seeking him out sooner or later. István Gyor and I go back a long way. In 1944, I was the leader of a partisan group fighting the Nazis from our hideout in the mountains in Hungary. Mm-hmm. I was a non-communist Jewish partisan. My second in command was a communist. A highly intelligent young man. Superb guerrilla tactician. István Gyor. Mm-hmm. We were infiltrated and betrayed. I managed to escape and decided to go to Budapest, where I went underground. Again, we were betrayed. By 1944, the Germans were in full control of Hungary and rounding up all the Jews they could find for the death camps. Once more, I escaped. But the worst blow was to follow. Even after the liberation, after the Nazis were defeated and the Red Army had taken over Hungary, my friends were betrayed once more, this time into the hands of NKVD death squads. And then I learned that István Gyor was a member of one of these death squads. Mm-hmm. During the war, he had betrayed all of us non-communist partisans to the Germans. And after the war, he carried on the mopping-up operation against us in preparation for the Soviet takeover of the country. One way or another, I got to Trieste, where I joined up with a Haganah group taking a tramp steamer to Haifa. I went to Palestine and fought the British until Israel was established. Then I joined the regular army. Through all this time, I have never forgotten István Gyor, a man I have hated for 40 years. Now, at this point, I must stress that what I tell you is highly classified.
Yes,
top secret.
Of course, I understand.
István Gyor is still alive. And Israeli intelligence, the Mossad, has plans for him. For the part he played in betraying countless Jews in Hungary during the war in the name of his master, Stalin. I must have your word that you people will take no action against him yourselves.
Oh, I have the authority to agree that, as part of the bargain for your revealing all you know about him.
Good, good. As you may know, the Mossad has a list of people considered dangerous to Israel, whose whereabouts we are trying to trace.
Yes.
The Q list. Mm-hmm. I put István Gyor on it many years ago. At first, there were the usual false sightings, once in Canada, once in Brazil, then nothing for years. Until Melchior himself found him, by sheer fluke, at the reception held in Vienna last year for Moshe Kagan. Melchior was blown flat in the explosion, and when he came to after some hours, he realized that one face at that reception had seemed familiar to him. Take away a few lines, and it could be Gyor. Furthermore, what struck Melchior was the man hadn't seemed surprised when the bomb went off. He was expecting it. In other words, he had been instrumental in sabotaging talks of peace between Israel and the PLO. Gyor, Mr. Cable, is a long-term Moscow agent. He has been in the West under a different identity for 30 years. And he is very, very good.
I met your daughter at that reception.
And now you know who I am? Have you not begun to wonder what the daughter of an Israeli general was doing, working for a crummy art shop in Vienna?
Naomi is an agent for the Mossad.
No, she is not. She is her father's daughter, and we are, alas, so much alike that we have never been able to live under the same roof. She wanted to leave Israel, live in Europe. I wanted myself to go to Vienna to follow up the Gyor case, but Melchior forbade me to go for security reasons. So I sent Naomi instead. No doubt you people have traced suspicious trips she made to Budapest. They were for the purpose of tracking down Guillaume.
None of us had any inkling of that.
Why should you have? It was a secret operation, and she would never have known that Guillaume had any significance for you or your people. The fact is that Naomi is not a professional Mossad officer, but she is one of the few people who knew about Guillaume, and she has vanished. That is why I am so worried. Desperately worried, Mr. Cable.
Help!
Open your bloody mouth!
Get me out! Get me out!
Good evening. You're Miss Cable?
Yes, I am.
Quick, then!
What's going on? Where are we?
In Hungary. We've got about 10 minutes to get out of this shitty country. There's a plane behind the trees. Come on, run like hell!
I'm John Peters. This is Elwyn Evans.
Good evening.
We're SAS. We stopped the van by me standing in the middle of the road with a motorbike and a Hungarian police helmet. Then Elwyn lobbed a stun grenade through the cab window.
I'd given up hope of anything like this.
Took about a week to plan. Everything depended on you getting back near to the frontier of Austria. We couldn't have sprung you from Soviet territory. Hang on. We're near the border now and they're onto us.
Ah!
We've been hit.
God, please let us...
She's quite safe now, Bill, I promise. She's in hospital for cuts and bruises.
But when can I see her?
You can see her in a day or two. But first I want you to do one more thing for me. Are you up to it?
I'd feel better if I could see Sarah.
Tell me about István Gyor.
While I was in Jaffa, Reichman showed me an old photograph of Gyor taken by a fellow partisan during the war. It was yellow and faded, and at first I couldn't make it out.
And so?
I studied it for a bit, and then out of this unlined face, I could see Laszlo Kardosh's eyes staring back at me. After that, Reichman simply confirmed your suspicion that Laszlo Kardosh and István Gyor were one and the same man. I was shattered. Vatican diplomat, old friend, I trusted him completely.
It was good cover. Quite brilliant.
It's eerie. Top hardline Soviet agent masquerading as a Roman Catholic Monsignor, pillar of the Vatican diplomatic service. You know, I almost confided in him when they were trying to blackmail me. He always seemed such a nice chap.
He was in charge of the operation. He knew everything. He was helping them manipulate you. He must have helped them kidnap Sarah in the first place.
I've heard enough, David. Whatever you want, I'll do it.
Right. Now, the Mossad wants Kardosh, but all they'll do is pump him dry about wartime atrocities and then quietly shoot him. We need him, Bill, to tell us about his operations over the years. I'm sure he controls agents all over Western Europe, maybe further afield. But now Sarah's been released, he'll be getting edgy. He may skip across the border to Moscow in safety before we can put the operation in hand to capture him alive.
Where do I come in?
One thing that'll keep him here is Kirov's need to know what's happening to the rest of Piranha.
Kirov?
A dangerous lady called Nadia Alexandrovna Kirova, or Kirov as she calls herself, Major General in GRU, the only woman at the top of Soviet intelligence. We think she's behind all this. And Kardosh is her right hand. I want you to get hold of the bastard and drop a hint there's going to be a big meeting with the CIA to decide whether to kill Piranha and that you'll fill him in on the outcome. That ought to be enough to keep him here a wee bit longer. As long as we need.
Mr. Rozhinsky, it is with regret that in the light of what has happened in the last few days, we are cancelling the remainder of Operation Piranha.
That is ridiculous. We have spent more than a year preparing it. It is just the time to go in again, when their guard is down. I insist we go in, if necessary, without you.
You can do nothing without us. But we'll have a further meeting in a few days. If London and Washington can be persuaded to carry on with it, then you may go ahead.
Hello, Laszlo.
Big, my friend. Come in. Big, my dear fellow, how nice to see you.
I have just heard the good news about Sarah's dramatic rescue. It's all over Vienna. I'm so delighted to see you and happy for you. Come and have a drink. Whiskey?
Yes, hey, that'll be fine.
There you are.
Thank you. You must feel bad about the Piranha debacle.
Oh, have you any further news about that? Don't tell me the British have nothing to do with it. I know. Is the rest of it going ahead? I must tell my priests in Paul.
I'm not quite sure, but I can find out. There's a high-level meeting in a couple of days.
Well, if that is so, I should certainly appreciate a briefing afterwards, Bill, if you could arrange it. But no, if you'll forgive me, I must change into a dinner jacket. I have to dine somewhat formally tonight.
Should we fix up another date, say in 2 days? I could come here around about the same time.
Yes, of course, Bill. That would be splendid.
Is that you, Sir David?
Yes, go ahead, Paul. But this is an open line.
Okay. How did Cable get on with our mutual friend?
Don't know. I was hoping he'd phone before I had to leave. I tried ringing his home, but there was no reply. He must be out.
Bit odd, isn't it?
I expect they're having a long natter, maybe dinner together. Check it up when you get back tomorrow.
The cousins have our friend under observation, don't they?
Supposedly.
God, I'd better check that out, too.
Okay, Bill. Do you want to tell me what happened?
We agreed to meet 2 days later. He said he had to go out to dinner. On my way home, I came across his Mercedes at some traffic lights with him at the wheel. No chauffeur. On an impulse, I decided to follow him. My instinct was right. Kardash was heading east towards the Czech frontier. He must have been tipped off.
Or his antennae were extraordinarily sensitive.
I followed him for miles. He went at one hell of a speed. Then I found his car parked by the river in Marchegg, where it forms the border. Mm-hmm. I got out of my car and found him at the water's edge.
Don't put that dinghy in the water, Kardash!
See, what the hell? What do you want?
You kidnapped Sarah, you bastard! And I might just kill you. But drop that gun, and I'll have to turn you in alive.
Don't be so silly, Bill. I know you're on your own, and you're too soft to kill me. Perhaps we should do a deal.
No bargains! Just stand still and put your hands on your head.
No bargains, Bill. But I have something that is above price, my friend. Something your masters would give their right hands to know. Just throw that gun in the river and let me cross. In exchange, I'll tell you.
That was when my arm was hit by a bullet. He'd been too fast for me. Kardash came close and threw my pistol in the river. And trained his on me at point-blank range.
Bloody, bloody fool, Bill. Why do you think Moscow wanted you when they already had me? Because Orczynski was Moscow's man. Because the whole lunatic Piranha operation was dreamed up by Kirov. She set it all up. An armed rising in Poland was just the thing the Moscow hardliners wanted as an excuse to move Soviet troops in and crush Solidarity once and for all. But Piranha was so far-fetched, she needed to check that your people really believed it, could really believe anything so absurd.
Were the other Poles genuine, apart from Rosinski?
Oh, yes, patriotic idiots all. You should have played it as we asked, Bill. Now I'll have to finish it for you.
Just then there was a shot out of nowhere. Didn't hit him, but it frightened him away. I don't know where it came from. But later the police showed up, so I suppose it must have been them. Kardash scrambled into the dinghy and made for the opposite shore. As he was approaching it, the Czech searchlights picked him up. And he was challenged by a loud hailer. The wind carried his voice away. He stood up in order to make himself known. He shot him down without any further warning. His body was carried down the river. I'm sorry I lost him for you.
Oh, couldn't be helped. You'll be returning to London, will you?
As soon as I've got Sarah back, yes.
Good. You know, if you felt like it, you could come back into the firm. Uh-huh. Leave this diplomatic circus. The slate's clean. I'm sure I could fix that now.
Are you serious? After all that's happened?
That needn't stand in the way. Have I said something funny?
Oh, David, you're too late. A couple of years ago, I'd have jumped at the chance. But I've had enough. What's happened in the 30 years I've served the Queen, God bless her? I found two sorts of people I couldn't trust. My enemies and my friends. Everyone, from that GRU bitch in Moscow to my erstwhile colleague Stuart in London, has tried to screw me. I'm sick of half-truths and scheming and betrayal. I'd like to spend what years I've got left in better company.
What are you going to do?
I'm not staying with the FCO, that I do know. Otherwise, David, I haven't a clue.
I've had news about Naomi.
Oh, yes? What about her?
She's turned up in Tel Aviv. I think we were wrong about her.
You told me to be on my guard, didn't you? You led me to believe that she was a Soviet agent.
All the indications and her movements pointed in that direction, so I put out an all-posts trace on her. But I expect confirmation shortly that she had no Soviet connections at any time.
To you.
To us, Dad.
So, are you going to drive back to England with me?
Actually, Daddy, I'm not going with you.
Not going to England?
I'm going to England, but not with you.
But we've only just got back together.
I know. Oh, look, I hate to leave you alone, but I've made other plans.
Hmm?
Well, I've decided to take a year off before university. I've been thinking about a job. I'm flying off tomorrow. You might as well know I've decided I might talk to Sir David Nairn.
Joining the funnies?
Well, only as a clerk or something. He threw out the odd hint that I'd be welcome if I ever looked him up in his office.
He's not taking you into that menagerie after all that's happened.
Dad, it's my life, remember? This has made me grow up. When I was locked up, I had time to think. I know more what I want to do with my life. I think, I know I want to help in some way. It matters. Mm. Well, you must have felt like that once, didn't you?
Brzezinski never suspected anything, Sir David. Right to the end. They shot him before his own open grave near the abbey.
The Poles are very proud. They hate traitors. Did they elect a leader in Brzezinski's place?
Józef Gierek, the survivor from the previous attempt.
So? London and Washington have decided to give the second wave a chance.
And this time, we trust without anyone to warn Moscow beforehand.
Who knows?
Naomi.
Hello, Bill. I've just come from the airport.
What are you doing here?
Aren't you pleased to see me?
I was just on my way out for a drink before an early night. Sarah's flown the coop. I'm on my own again. I'm driving to England in the morning.
Oh, well, then, I found you just in time, didn't I? Can I join you for that drink? It hurt, Bill. It hurt a lot.
I'm sorry. Where did you go? Why did you go, come to that?
My father told you I did a few trips for the Mossad?
Yes, he did.
He shouldn't have. But now you know anyway. Well, I was collecting documents dealing with the real Kardosh in Budapest. Ordination papers, prison records, so on. The real Laszlo Kardosh was a young priest who died after being tortured by the Avo. The documents were hard to trace because Gyor and the secret police destroyed every record of the original Kardosh they could get their hands on. Then, one night, back in Vienna, I spotted two men patrolling the street outside my flat. I was scared they might be KGB. Anyway, I was furious with you, miserable as hell, and didn't have anyone to turn to, so I cleared out down the fire escape at the back and caught the night sleeper to Rome. No one saw me. And then later, I went across to Israel. I didn't even tell my father.
I'm sorry I left you to be alone and afraid. It's all a stupid mistake. How could you come back after all that?
I'm in love with you, Bill. I could never stop loving you. Nothing in the end would have kept me from trying to find you again. You'd never have driven across Europe on your own with that arm.
I've certainly never been able to carry the luggage down to the cabin.
Oh, I'm so happy. I've never been to England, did I tell you? And this is the way I want to get there. Nice and slowly, waking up in Southampton water tomorrow morning. Oh, I can't wait for my first glimpse.
And I can't wait for you any longer. Come on, let's get down to the cabin.
In Poland, food rides have continued in Gdansk.
Bill.
Morning, darling. You wanted your first glimpse of England? Better get out of that bunk and see.
Our correspondent says that it is quite clear General Jaruzelski will be forced to reach some political accord with the widespread opposition to the communist regime.
They've done it, Bill. Kirov and his friend, isn't it fantastic?
Yeah. Moscow lady's plans seem to have backfired.
This morning from Moscow, said Mr. Chenyenko, who was 73, and died last night from emphysema with heart and liver problems. He'd been president for little more than a year. Mikhail Gorbachev, youngest member of the Soviet Politburo, has already been chosen as the new Soviet leader. Mr. Gorbachev...
Ah, isn't he the liberal, the one who wants to change it all?
Yes, this could be the most important thing to happen since the war.
Perhaps the Poles will get what they want now anyway. So did all those brave men die for nothing?
Oh, no, Naomi. Gorbachev and the people who appointed him aren't saints. They just know the old regime is in a shambles and can't survive. Gierek's group is one extra turn of the knife. It's the beginning of the end. But it never would have happened without all the thousands of little people who've stood up to tyranny and died for it in the last 40 years.
Yes, maybe there'll be a solidarity prime minister in a year or two. Huh? Maybe Poland will be the first Eastern Bloc country to free itself.
Maybe. And then Hungary, Czechoslovakia, East Germany and the rest. Who knows? Who knows? I'm glad we were there when it started.
In Seven Steps to Treason, the part of William Cable was played by Michael Williams, and that of Sir David Nairn by Tom Fleming. Other parts were as follows: Paul Skilbeck, Christopher Scott, Laszlo Kardosh, Bill Wallace, Gordon, David King, Naomi Reichman, Mia Soteriu, Sarah Cable, Sue Broomfield, Major General Kirov, Caroline Hunt, General Gideon Reichman, Howard Gourney, the GRU officer, Danny Schiller, Rozhinsky, Joe Dunlop, Rudolf, Stephen Garlick, the Minister of State Security, Anthony Donovan, Stewart, Christopher Good, the SAS Sergeant, Nicholas Gilbrook, the RAF Wing Commander, Donald G. The Austrian radio announcer, Jane Slavin. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Seven Steps to Treason was adapted from his novel of the same name by Michael Hartland. It was directed in Bristol by Alec Reed.